It's no secret that there's a shortage of priests in the Roman Catholic Church, not just in the U.S., but in many other nations. Father Helmut Schuller came from Austria to address the global crisis that he says is responsible for parish closings and consolidations.
This is a new situation for us parish priests because we have more and more to travel around, climbing out of the car, going into the church, celebrating Mass, climbing back in the car. If a Catholic is really quick, he can have some dialogue with us. Beginning with the sentence, "Father, I know you have not much time." That is a situation nobody wants.
Schuller says the crisis in the church is brought on by its stand on issues such as the ordination of women and allowing married persons to serve as priests.
Therefore, we are speaking up concerning this future of our profession, of our ministry, the future of the church at the level of society, and therefore we started to organize ourselves to a priest's organization which is speaking out.
In 2011, Schuller and over 400 of his fellow priests in Austria signed a call to disobedience as a statement of their disagreement with the church. While Pope Benedict XVI condemned the group's actions, Schuller remains in good standing as a parish priest. He expresses cautious optimism in the papacy of Pope Francis.
There's a lot of hope in the air. Pope Francis is sending very interesting signals and gestures to us. The question will be if he will change over to systemic changements in the church. Otherwise, we will have the old system with a new friendly face.
Schuller's visit to Cincinnati was his ninth stop on a 15-city tour that included two talks last week in Cleveland. He says in addition to changing its leadership structures, the church needs to embrace divorced and remarried Catholics and same-sex couples.
If the people try to build up their partnerships, same-sex or not, on confidence, on trust, on fidelity, on taking care for one another, and on all the values which are important for us, then we should not stay aside. We should assist these people. We should be with them when they are looking for their rights in this society and also in church.
Among those attending Schuller's Saturday talk in Cincinnati was Tish Rawls, who's been a Roman Catholic nun for 45 years.
This is something that's needed to happen for a long time. I feel his words were very powerful. I think it gave credence to what a lot of us are thinking, believing, hoping for, wanting for, so that all God's people can be, all their needs can be addressed.
Following a Mass at St. Peter and Chain's Cathedral last week, lifetime Catholic Russ Umberg said he would never even consider the views raised by Schuller and his movement.
I'm completely against changing the church's traditional history. If you look at some of the churches that have changed, they've kind of fallen apart in my view in that sense. I think it's very important to stay with tradition.
The Archdiocese of Cincinnati declined an offer to comment on Helmut Schuller's visit and the issues he raises. The Austrian priest says he feels strongly about continuing his work within the Catholic Church rather than joining another Christian denomination that might accept his views.
It's my church. I cannot change it like an apartment or a corporation. That means my church, I've committed my life to this church. We are struggling for change in this church, and we have to cooperate with all the churches. It's not decisive where you are, but that you are doing what Jesus and his Spirit wants us to do. And I ask all Catholics also to stay there, because to leave the church means that is a victory for those whom they are criticizing.
Schuller's speaking tour, called The Catholic Tipping Point, is sponsored by several Catholic reform groups, including Call to Action, Voice of the Faithful, and the Women's Ordination Conference, as well as the Cincinnati group Voices Speaking. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.